Birthing from the Inside Out is a place where we gather to talk about how pregnancy and birth transform us. I'm your host, Shannon Backus, certified birth doula and childbirth educator for over 10 years. I hope you'll grab a cup of coffee and join us for fun, gritty, and educational conversations all about birth. From detailed birth stories to insights from birth professionals and birth-related services, each episode will help you evaluate just how transformed by birth you've been from the inside out. Disclaimer, this podcast does not provide medical advice or diagnoses. All content is for educational purposes only. Seek the advice and recommendations of your medical practitioner. Have you enjoyed listening to Birthing from the Inside Out podcast? By now, we all know about the algorithm. By leaving your ratings and reviews on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts, you'll help other people just like you find the show. Birth transforms us all from the inside out, so by simply following, rating, and reviewing, you'll be helping other families have positive, transformational experiences as they carry these stories into their births. On today's episode, I'm joined by my guest, Michaela, who is a labor and delivery nurse. I have had the joy of working together with Michaela during the births of many of my clients. Michaela's warm and enthusiastic personality and her evidence-based care makes her an incredible asset to birthing families. She shares with us the highlights of her role in birth and how her experiences as a nurse have transformed her from the inside out.
This role, especially I feel like in the last year or so, has taught me how truly amazing the human body is, that women are just, they are built to birth and babies are made to be born. They just know how to be born. And I think ultimately how birth has transformed me is to trust the process and to be patient. And this can be not only like in birth, but in life itself. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to another great episode of Birthing from the Inside Out. And today I'm just really delighted and honored to have my guest Michaela on the show. Michaela is a labor and delivery nurse that I have spent several hours alongside just working together and helping clients to have really great births. And she and I connected several years ago at a local hospital that we work at, and it's just an honor to get to talk with you today, Michaela, and to get to hear your perspective on how birth has changed you from the inside out. So would you take a moment, Michaela, just to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Thank you for having me, first of all, Shannon. I really appreciate you asking me. My name is Michaela. I am originally from Kankakee, Illinois, where I went to nursing school at Olivet Nazarene, and then moved to Bloomington in 2018 to pursue my nursing career. I just celebrated my fifth anniversary as a registered nurse, all of those years being in labor and delivery at the same hospital that Shannon and I met at.
That's amazing. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thanks. Along the way, I have become a certified lactation counselor and am also nationally certified in inpatient obstetrics. The hospital that I work for, last year, we started this initiative called Promoting Vaginal Birth. And I was able to go to a spinning babies workshop and then bring all of that like wealth of information back and be able to use it at every birth I'm a part of. So that has been just one of my favorite parts just in the last year of like growth as a labor nurse. And I'm currently enrolled in graduate school.
That is so great.
So at the University of Cincinnati, and less than a year, Shannon, I'm going to be a certified midwife.
Woohoo! Just cheering you on, Michaela. Yes. That's amazing.
I know. It's so exciting. So that's kind of me on, you know, where I came from and what I'm doing right now.
Thank you for introducing yourself. And how incredible. I mean, I think I must have met you early on in your nursing career, because I feel like, you know, I've definitely known you upwards of, you know, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. And it's been cool to see you grow, Michaela, in your professionalism and just your care for women and families, you know, at the bedside as a nurse. And, you know, anytime I'm at the hospital, it's just like, oh, is Michaela here? Let's have Michaela. So,
gosh, yeah. like one of the first days that I met you, I was still training as a little new baby nurse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. I was just trying to think of, I was like, well, I could go back through all my stats and like just count up all the births we've done together, but I'm like, that's also just pointless. So yeah. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here. Can you tell us what you do on a really practical level as a labor and delivery nurse?
I think to summarize it all, I just bring new babes into the world. You know, you work in close contact with providers, whether that's an OB or a nurse midwife or any other physician, truly. And then just working as a team with the patient, her partner, her doula, someone like you, et cetera, you know, that labor nurses do a lot more than just, you know, what the TV shows show, or we can start patients in triage and kind of like look them over, do a little head to toe and figure out, you know, is this patient really truly laboring or are they sick or et cetera, et cetera. Admitting the patient to labor and delivery. And then we spend hours with these patients, sometimes only 10 minutes, you know, when they hit the door, 10 seconds. Thank you, Shannon, for
that. You know it.
Or, you know, we spend multiple shifts laboring with women who have these gruesome, hard, long labors, and then getting to bring their provider to the bedside for the birth and then following them postpartum. So we kind of get to see that this patient from the moment they hit the door and then sending them home with their new babe.
And I think one really amazing thing about your role, Michaela, sometimes, you know, a person will have a baby on your shift and then you actually get to come back and do their postpartum discharge, which is really fun to get to see them, you know, throughout the whole process.
Or even seeing them, you know, in multiple times in triage beforehand. I'll see you again, sister, in just a few days. I just, you know, I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah, I think that continuity is so important, especially, you know, clients that I serve, a lot of their values align with, well, when I get to the hospital, you know, I don't know who's going to be there or I don't know who I'm going to get. And, you know, specifically at the hospital that you work at, it's like any labor nurse you get, you know, most of the providers, you are really going to be loved and you're going to be well taken care of. You guys have great skills. And, you know, so just kind of reminding clients that even though you might not know your provider, you might not know the nurse, you're going to be well taken care of. So I love being able to reinforce that with clients. So,
right. And I think personally, you know, we meet people for the actual first time.
Yes.
So frequently. But for me, I feel like I can make a friend pretty fast.
That's right. Yeah.
If the patient is open to that, you know, I feel like I can bond with them pretty quickly in this process because I know it's just like such a vulnerable time for them. But to have someone that is maybe bubbly and energetic, bring like some new energy into the room. I just think that's so important.
You've done that so many times with my clients too, Michaela, you know, just kind of getting to that point where like, okay, this is a fork in the road. What are we going to do? And shift changes. And there's Michaela and you just bring new life and hope into the room. So I really love that about you. Another thing, you know, often that we talk about in the world of giving birth is the idea that a woman will carry her experience in childbirth with her for the rest of her life. And to think about all the lives you have impacted through your care as a labor and delivery nurse, as women are reflecting and thinking about their births and even just coming out on the other side, feeling seen and heard. And I know that that is one of the main values you have as a labor and delivery nurse, to make sure all of your patients feel that and feel seen and feel heard and validated. So, well, Michaela, tell us what brought you to this work. What made you want to be a nurse?
Shannon, I'm just going to be honest with you. I went to nursing school and I hated everything except me.
You hated everything except what?
OB. I just did not feel drawn to any other specialty of nursing. And I did my first labor and delivery clinical and I cried at the first birth that I ever saw. And I just knew from then that I wanted to be at the bedside during this amazing experience. It's actually a funny story. When I enrolled in grad school, I initially signed up to be in the Women's Health Nurse Practitioner Program. So I would, you know, would be leaving labor and delivery, maybe having an office role at the local office clinic. And then after like a semester or two, I was wondering why I wasn't excited about it anymore. I was like, man, I don't really know that I want to keep doing this. I don't know that this is what I want to do in the long run. And I realized, Shannon, it was because I just wasn't ready to leave birth. And it was at that time that I switched to their nurse midwifery program.
I think you're going to be such an incredible asset, Michaela, wherever you land in the world as a midwife, and just being able to take, you know, these years, these 5 years of experience being at the bedside as a labor and delivery nurse, I think that that is really going to imprint and even just catapult your experience as a provider, as a midwife. I think that all those experiences are really going to help you be the best midwife you will be.
Right. And I just love that every birth that I see is different. You know, every mom and every baby reacts differently to labor. And the work just keeps me on my toes and always challenges me to think fast and always be 10 steps ahead. You know, it's almost like there's a science to it, and every birth is its own little jigsaw puzzle. I just love that about the job.
Well, we know your role, you know, as a labor and delivery nurse, there are really high highs and then there are really low lows. You know, not every birth is sunshine and rainbows and unicorns and butterflies. There are some really hard things about labor and delivery. So despite the difficulties of your role, what keeps you coming back to this work? I mean, even as you're working through your grad school, you know, you realize like, hey, I'm just really not excited about being in a clinic, or I'm not excited about leaving the bedside. What keeps you coming back to wanting to do birth with families?
In the grand scheme of things, that this work just fills my cup. It's like the hardest thing to explain. You just come home like feeling fulfilled for the day. You know, like when you have something hard happening at work or sad or difficult or challenging, you just keep pushing through because you know that something sweet and beautiful and fruitful is coming next. And, you know, it's not always going to be difficult and that you will have something amazing happen at the next shift.
Michaela, what is one thing that you wish expectant families knew going into their births or even just into parenting?
I've obviously never been in their shoes. You know, I've never experienced labor or childbirth. And I think a lot of your other clients have a lot of advice to do about, you know, choosing their birth team and advocating for themselves. But from a labor nurse perspective, I would give advice to families to soak in all of their time postpartum with just them, the patient, her husband or partner, whoever that may be for her, and their new baby. That it's okay to say no to visitors. You know, their second cousin twice removed doesn't have to see the baby at 30 minutes old. To be selfish in the postpartum period, because their babe will never be that little again. So to just take the time as the three of them, or even with their older children meeting the new baby, just because they're never going to get those minutes or hours back.
Thank you for sharing that, because that is something I'm constantly preaching to my clients and especially first time parents. You know, it's hard. They just don't really understand that. But I think the more that clients have more babies, they do value that really sacred hour, 2 hours. Even sometimes families, you know, will say, hey, we're not going to actually contact anybody for a week after the baby is born. And so I really appreciate you sharing that, because I think it's something retrospectively, you know, looking back like, oh, I wish we wouldn't have called my second removed cousin, you know, right, 20 minutes after the baby's born. And realistically, I try to help clients realize, you know, that first hour after delivery, there's a lot going on. Once the baby is born, that's not the end. We still have to get the placenta out, and you might need some suturing on your bottom, or there might be other complications that arise that, you know, 20 minutes into postpartum, you're not just sitting up in bed with a rainbow over your head. So,
Yeah. And I try to make that happen for patients. I try the environment, you know, calm and, like you said, this rainbow over them. But it's hard sometimes. And I just really want people to realize that it's okay to say no, that you don't have to have 10 visitors, even not even in that first hour, Shannon, but through their whole postpartum stay. You know, you can treat this just as a time for you and your husband or whoever that may be, just to get to know your new baby, as just the three of you in your own little unit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think COVID really took the pressure off with that. Don't you agree?
I do agree. Yes.
I think that the restrictions on visitors during the COVID time really just took all the social and emotional expectations culturally off the table. Like, right. Well, the hospital's not allowing visitors, so it doesn't really matter. Nobody can come to the hospital.
Right.
I think that really protected some of that, those sacred moments with families, for sure.
I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, where do you see the future of your field going? And Michaela, I know you're kind of in this limbo right now between being a registered nurse and becoming a certified nurse midwife. So you can go either way. You can talk about both, actually, if you want to talk about labor and delivery nursing, or if you want to go the route of midwifery. Where do you kind of see the field or the future of birth going?
All I know right now, I'm trying to be more comfortable with the unknown. And that has just been so hard for me. All I know right now is that I just do not want to leave birth. I graduate in a year, or I guess a little bit less than a year, and just trying to be more comfortable that the possibilities for where my career can go are just endless. I have so many opportunities, you know, whether that's staying around Bloomington, if anything arises for work when I graduate, or just being able to relocate and experience a new area, really anywhere in the country while I'm young and able to do so. So I honestly couldn't tell you what next year is going to look like for me. And I think I'm just trying, like I said, to start becoming more comfortable with the unknown and just kind of letting things roll in front of me as they're meant to.
I love that, Michaela. And you know my opinions on where I think you should stay or go. But I think no matter, and I, you know, I've already said that in this podcast, but I think no matter where you end up, you are going to be an incredible asset. And you are just a gift to the families that you serve, whether it's in that bedside nursing role or as a provider role. I think that your giftings and your passions, I think, are really just going to be a gift to the families you get to work with. Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor. Hey, Birthing from the Inside Out community. If you are pregnant or anywhere in your postpartum and dealing with any kind of low back pain, pelvic floor issues, or any other joint and muscle problems, Dr. Lauren Jordan at Jordan Spine and Rehab Center in Bloomington can help you. She specializes in women's health musculoskeletal care for the pregnant and postpartum mamas, as well as kiddos. She will cater her treatment to help you achieve your goals and get back to living your life pain-free and functional. She's not your typical chiropractor, though. Say no to long treatment plans and unnecessary extra treatments, and say yes to specialized care with someone you can trust. Call or text Dr. Lauren Jordan directly at 309-431-2357. Again, that's 309-431-2357 to get an appointment scheduled today. Well, as we think about how birth transforms all of us, you talked about how you haven't had a labor and a delivery yourself. You don't have any babies yet. And so I think I want to talk about a little bit with you how birth has transformed you from the inside out. So when we think about, you know, going through the experience of labor and delivery, and you see it all. You know, you see the good, you see the bad, you see the hard, you see all the in-betweens. When you think about how working in birth has transformed you as a person, as a nurse, as a future provider, how would you say birth has transformed you?
You know, there's so many good things that come out of being a labor nurse. I have gotten to meet the most amazing families and made so many friendships and connections and acquaintances with families or other nurses that I work with or other birth workers. You, Shannon, you know, we met a couple years ago at the hospital. And now that I've been here for a few years, I have started to see that I'm now being a part of births of siblings. is totally like the coolest thing to me. You know, I delivered or helped in this delivery of a kiddo 1 or 2 years ago, and now I'm seeing this family again, bringing another babe into the world, which I just think that is the coolest thing. This role, especially I feel like in the last year or so, has taught me how truly amazing the human body is. That women are just, they are built to birth, and babies are made to be born. They just know how to be born. And I think ultimately how birth has transformed me is to trust the process and to be patient. And this can be not only like in birth, but in life itself. Mm-hmm. Grad school, for example, I just tell myself, and maybe I've learned this from being a labor nurse, to trust the process and be patient, that rushing things will get us nowhere. Mm-hmm. And that by being patient, we'll ultimately have like the most fruitful reward in the end, whether that's a new baby or graduation.
I think too, sometimes in the culture, hospital birth gets a beating, right?
Sure.
Whether you're seeing it on social media or you're hearing it firsthand, you know, well, if you go to the hospital, you're just going to have a C-section. Or if you go to the hospital, nobody actually cares about you. And working in the trenches, right? Being
right.
in the hospital, you and I both see the difference that, especially at your facility, at the institution you work at, that is not the case at all. I think you would agree that everybody on the labor and delivery team, for the majority, do share your similar thoughts about birth. You know, we don't need to rush it. We can give it time. We can see how things unfold. And I think that that is one of the keys too for the future of maternal health care, is that we have to trust the process. Because if we have providers and nurses that are entering the birth room with fear and, you know, hesitation and all of the other emotions that could come along with birth, that really does impact the care, right, that
right.
women and families are getting. I love to hear you say that as far as trusting the process and how you've learned and grown over the years as a labor and delivery nurse. So
sure. And just how that has just pulled into my personal life and professional life, that they have just like merged together, truly just being patient. And like I said earlier, just being uncomfortable with the unknown, you know, trusting that things will be okay in the end and you will have a reward in the end.
Yeah, that's a great perspective. And I try to share that with my clients too. You know, preparing for labor and birth is not just about your birth plan. It's not just about what you're going to do when you get to the hospital or when you get to the birth center or when your midwife comes to your home for your home birth. You know, the preparation is really about the rest of your life and how taking all of your options, deciding what you're comfortable with, knowing where you want to go in a moment where you're making these decisions, that really does carry into the rest of your life as a parent or as a person. So I think you really hit the nail on the head there with birth transforming you in that way.
Right. Yeah, it's truly just like the coolest thing to experience, truly.
Well, share with us what your favorite part of being a nurse is.
Shannon.
It's hard. How can you pick one?
The favorite. I just love all the connections that I've made with all of the patients and their families that I get to meet. You know, people don't know what you go through, you know, at home or in your personal life. And mm-hmm. they don't know how much that I needed them. You know, I come home some days and I'm like, wow, that family didn't even realize how much I needed them today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that about meeting new people.
Mm-hmm. Across the scale, just in life, we never know the battle someone else is facing. And so entering that room with kindness and joy and humility, and then also for those families to bless you. Like, how amazing
right.
is that, that it's reciprocal?
It just goes both ways. And, you know, then we just get to ooh and ah over their new babe.
Michaela, I didn't put this on the list of questions to ask you. Is there a favorite birth story you would like to share, or any experience as a labor and delivery nurse that just has maybe touched you over the years that you would want to share with our listeners?
Shannon, actually yesterday I was thinking about specifically, you know, it's hard to remember, you know, you get it. We are in a lot of births.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to remember all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to think yesterday of all of the births that you and I have done together. And I remember a handful of them, some of them being, I walk into the room to meet this patient and they have this amazing worship music playing and we're all just singing to the music, all quiet. And they've got their little twinkle lights hanging in the room, which is my absolute favorite. So this is another advice to expectant parents. If you're going to deliver in the hospital with me, please bring twinkle lights. Or, you know, they have their little like votive candles around the room. I also remember, Shannon, a patient that we had together, our client, as you would say, I remember braiding her hair. I think maybe she was bouncing on a birth ball or like in that transition period when it's just that watchful waiting. I just remember asking her if she wanted me to put her hair up. And we just decided to do some cute little French braids. Or we've had patients recently who are just so calm in the birth process. And, you know, she's napping in and out of contractions. And this last contraction, she just wakes up and says, I think I'm ready to have my baby. And it's just amazing. Like, I don't even know that I have a favorite story because I just get to see so many. And like I said, it just fills my cup every time that we have an amazing delivery or birth. And no matter how that birth happens, you know, if we end up having to do a C-section because of X, Y, and Z, that just allowing these families to complete their family as, you know, just a family of three or family of seven, you know, that I just get to be a part of that.
It's incredible work that we get to do and just coming alongside people, like you said, their most vulnerable moments. As a doula, that is the main part of my job, to come alongside people and support them emotionally and physically and sometimes spiritually. And I think that those tender moments that you mentioned, Michaela, you know, braiding one of my clients' hairs, in that moment, I was just like, this girl is built for this. Your compassion was just seeping from within your body. Like, it just was a beautiful moment to see someone who is supposed to only be doing the clinical side or charting or out at the nurse station, you know, like all the things that you think of when you think of hospital birth. And there you were, Michaela, braiding her hair in the most tender moment. Yeah. Thank you for the work that you're doing. And I'm really excited for the future of where you're going in the world. If people want to connect with you, Michaela, I don't know if you have a way for people to connect with you.
Actually, Shannon, I love hearing from people, whether that is 2 weeks after their baby is born, or sometimes hearing from them 6 months ago, like, hey, my baby just had their 6 month, you know, little half birthday. I don't know if you remember us, but you were our labor nurse. And, you know, hearing those stories from people and how they viewed me, it kind of rings a bell in my brain about, oh, I remember them. Or, you know, because like I said, it's hard to remember every birth story that we're a part of. So hearing from people is actually like one of my favorite parts. I love getting to, you know, see them in a different role, I guess, or not just inside the hospital.
As we wrap up our time here together, Michaela, is there anything perhaps that you prepared to share with us that I haven't asked you a question about, or anything that's on your mind that you want to share with our listeners?
I just want everyone to know that wherever they birth their baby, if plans change or doesn't go as they had hoped, that they just have this amazing reward in the end. They get their new baby, and that it's okay if, you know, you end up in the hospital, even though that wasn't your original plan, because labor nurses at the hospital, we will try our hardest to do the things that you'd like us to do or have your birth go the way that maybe it isn't going, but we can try our hardest to do the things that you'd like. I just want people to know that we will care for you in the hospital if that's, you know, not the place that you originally wanted to be at. And I look forward to meeting clients that you serve, Shannon. And I just know that they're all sweet, kind families.
I think too, to add on to that, Michaela, you know, you were talking about, let's say somebody's having a home birth and we transfer to the hospital. I will say I have had clients that have to have a home birth transfer, and we literally, all the transfers have been non-emergent, but we go out of our way to come to your hospital because we know that the reception is going to be exactly what you said. I mean, I've heard verbatim other nurses say, you know, get down on the client's level and say, hey, like, we know this is not what you wanted. This was not part of your plan, but this is plan B, and we are going to help you have the best experience possible. And I just think that that is so loving and kind and human. Right. You know, I have had clients that transfer to other facilities, and it is a nightmare. Honestly, it is so heartbreaking. Just the fury, and why would you ever want to have a home birth, or why would you want to have a birth plan? So I really have niched my crowd down to people that want to deliver at your hospital. Yeah. So it's just one of those things where people ask, where's the best place to give birth? And I will just straight up tell them, like, you want to deliver here, here, or here. So thank you for being part of that. And for even changing, you know, I've seen change in the hospital over the last 5 years, and I know that you have been a part of that change, especially with the initiative you were talking about. I just am really so thankful for your role in the hospital. And the reality is too, clients will have a birth plan in the hospital and it doesn't always go the way we want it, but that's not what a birth plan is really about anyway. Right. A birth plan is just so people understand their options and they're ready on that spur of the moment, like, hey, we have to change course. What do you want to do now? And I have seen you, Michaela, support people in those pivots. This was the plan, but now we aren't doing that anymore. And we're going to get an epidural, or we're going to get into the labor tub before we get an epidural, or right. Whatever it might be. Just seeing you be that person for people and to be that support and encourager. And I just really think and am so thankful for your presence in our community and that people have the ability to have your care. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you. And it's just been such a blessing to be able to meet you, however, you know, we said 4 or 5 years ago, and to see, you know, when I walk into that room in the morning at 7 a.m. and I just see your beautiful little smile, Shannon, I just know it's going to be a great day.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your day. I know you're busy with grad school and working and all the things, clinicals. So I just really am honored that you would take time out of your day to share with our listeners, you know, what it's like as a labor and delivery nurse. And I know we didn't really get into the weeds of it, but I think the heart of who you are and your passion for the field came across so well. So thanks again for spending time with us. We'll see you listeners right back here in 2 weeks for more transformative conversations about birth. I love how powerful stories are in our lives, how much they can change a person, how our stories tell others about who we are and where we are headed, and not just how much those stories can change us, but also change the trajectory of our lives. Thank you for spending time in your day to dive deep into stories of how birth has transformed all of us from the inside out.